Now, we enrolled her in a clinical trial, 8045, where the choice of chemotherapy was up to us. And we choose FOLFIRI, and we let the assignment go to either cetuximab, bethesuzumab, or both. We actually also tested KRAS, which was wild type.
And I guess at this point, that trial that Alan Vanook is the principal investigator on is now at only really four wild type patients?
That's correct, yeah. And actually, I'm running the molecular correlate section of this clinical trial, and we are now in the process of analyzing retrospective all patients enrolled to really validate the KRAS data, not only for the cetuximab containing arm, but also potentially for the bethesuzumab containing arm, if there are differences.
That's interesting. Do you see that there could be a relationship between effect of bevacizumab and KRAS?
Yes, there could be.
I don't know if I've heard that.
No, I think we are one of the few groups who looked into that. There are actually very interesting data linking the KRAS mutational status to DNA repair and therefore the efficacy of oxaliplatin treatment. And there is a significant correlation between mutant KRAS and the expression level and regulation of VEGF. And when you think for a moment, for all clinical trials done with FOLFOX with anti-VEGF treatments, either bethesuzumab, PTK, ACD-2171, all these trials were disappointing or negative. The reason is, based on the data we have by now, is that mutant KRAS increases ESCC1, makes oxaliplatin potentially more resistant, increases VEGF, which makes it maybe more sensitive to anti-VEGF treatment.
So wait a second, you're saying KRAS mutant would be more sensitive to bevacizumab?
Could be. Yes.
Has it been looked at clinically at all?
Not yet.